This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Chinese state-controlled press is having a field day with the Justice Department indictments unsealed the other day, claiming the Chinese army is spying on American companies. High-level hooligan is among the choicer phrases used to describe this country, alongside countercharges that the NSA has basically been doing the same thing to Chinese companies. David Sanger is the national security correspondent for the New York Times, and he has been sorting through the many, many layers of this story, most recently in the paper today. David, it's good to talk to you again.
Great to be back with you, Kai.
I'm going to riff on the title of your piece in the paper today, Fine Line Seen in U.S. Spying on Companies. I wonder whether that line is between economic advantage and national security when the NSA goes poking around, huh?
Well, it is. And of course, the American argument here is that when the NSA spies, it is spying either for pure national security, say it's hunting down terrorists or nuclear proliferators, or it is spying for some kind of national economic advantage. But they claim that when the Chinese spy, they're spying for specific corporate advantage. So the U.S. says if it goes into the computers of, say, Airbus, and of course it doesn't use this example, at least on the record, it doesn't then give the results to Boeing. It might give the results to trade negotiators, but it won't give it to Boeing.
Well, isn't it a little bit, and I can't be the only one thinking it, but it's a little bit like us saying, wait a minute, no, it's okay when we do it because we're the good guys.
Well, that may be what some people want to say, but their argument is a legal one, which is that no state enterprise should be spying on behalf of individual corporations, but all states spy on behalf of their national security. Now, the Chinese view is that they're the rising power and that economic security is part and parcel with national security, and that may well include getting corporate advantage, although they probably won't be willing to admit that in public.
Is part of the U.S. government's defense line here, even if we were stealing economic secrets for economic advantage, we wouldn't know who to give it to. Do we give it to Google or Apple? Do we give it to Dell or Microsoft? You know?
That's exactly the argument. And of course, their lawyers would add, if you gave it to Google, Yahoo would sue. If you gave it to Microsoft,
yeah,
you know, someone else. So you get the picture here. Now, in China, it's a lot easier because not only are there state-owned enterprises, but in many cases, the controlling interest is held by the People's Liberation Army.
With the full realization that this is fantasy and never going to happen, don't you think maybe it would be easier if we all just acknowledged that we're all reading each other's mail like we did in the Cold War and got on with things?
Well, the reason that the U.S. considers that not an acceptable resolution here is that American companies are losing hundreds of millions or billions of dollars in stolen intellectual property. And frankly, the Chinese are not at a state of development where we're that interested in stealing their stuff, but they're highly interested in stealing ours. And so the cost in jobs in the United States, the cost in lost revenue, is very high for us, and it's been very low for the Chinese. So they view this as a way to force the Chinese into a discussion about what are our norms of operation in cyberspace.
David Sanger with the New York Times. David, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kai.